Korean, quote, comfort women, that is, sex slaves used by Japanese troops during World War II, have been the most publicized. But researchers now agree it was a policy that stretched across Japanese-occupied areas in Asia and the Pacific. M. Evelina Galang has documented the stories of 16 Filipina survivors in her new book, Lola's House.
In 2007, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made a statement to the world, and he said that he did not feel there was enough evidence that the comfort women were coerced.
M. Evelina Galang, award-winning writer and educator, says that statement by Japan's prime minister was a turning point for her.
And my thought was, I have seen the evidence, I have touched the evidence, I have spoken to the evidence.
Galang has collected the stories of 16 Filipina comfort women in her book, Lola's House. Lola is the Tagalog word for grandma, and Galang says Filipina comfort women are called that for a reason.
We recognize ourselves in them. We recognize them as our elders, as our ancestors, and as our mothers, and as our grandmothers. We now know it happened in China and Japan and Malaysia and the Philippines, Australia, Indonesia. So we wanted to make sure that these stories were documented for all the women.
Historians say up to 200,000 women may have been enslaved, though the number may be much higher, including over 1,000 Filipinas.
I feel that this fight for justice for all young women and girls is just beginning. All these younger women who are coming forward now and older women who are coming forward now saying, this is what happened to me in Hollywood. This is what happened to me in Iraq as a Yazidi girl. This is what happened to me in Nigeria by the Boko Haram when they raped me. Maybe we would not have to repeat this war on women constantly.
In 1988 or 99, Galang was stunned by a Centers for Disease Control survey that showed Filipina Americans had the highest rate of attempted suicide among teenagers in San Diego.
You know, I wanted to know what the Lolas, the comfort women, knew about life, about being a woman, about survival, that gave them the strength to fight to live, that these girls in this survey did not know. That was my original question. One of the things the Lolas taught me was, you are much bigger than this. Have mercy on yourself. But secondly, you have a right to stand up, speak your truth, name the persons who have hurt you and demand justice, which is what the comfort women have been doing.
I look at the portraits of them. They're so lively.
Beautiful. They have found joy despite the things that have happened to them. They are so bound and determined to rise higher than what has happened to them. They answered my questions just by being with me and living their lives and letting me see how they're going to go about seeking this justice.
Recently, a UN Human Rights Council working group urged Japan to apologize and pay reparations to World War II comfort women. Last Friday, the Japanese government said it will look closely at the recommendations. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.